pension mechanism, the non-partum, that left their homes, wealth, reputation, and everything. Even they have left their all kinds of worldly requirements in home. Now no requirement. Only to serve Gurudev, devotees, and serving Radha, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and going on doing bhajan, like Raghunath Das Goswami. You know that you are the son of a king. And how he left everything, not only wealth, not only, he left his wife, his father and mother. We can give up all these things easily, very easily. But to leave, give up false egos of this body and mind, and to give up dvesh, isha,
malice and
lust
and enviousness, and to give up his praise,
Pratishtha.
It is very, very rare. But Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, that he gave up everything. So, the ideal of those who have left their homes, wives, children, wealth, well, this would be like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Like Sanatana Goswami, even one gold coin, and it was this Ishan, his servant. But he told that, oh, Ishan, you should take this gold coin and you should return. Don't come with me. You don't know that this is Kaal. Kaal means state. So you should return. He told that, oh, I am giving up. But no. Again you will be attached. So these are the ideals of brahmacharis and sannyasis. Whether not brahmacharis, not sannyasis, but renounce. You know Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? Who was he? Brahmachari? Or sannyasi? Or what he was? Can you say anyone?
We or the whole
Paramahamsa.
But still Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur named that. He has also left his wife and everything, and he was in Vrindavan. And no false ego can come, so he kept his name up to last time, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Another, like Grihastha Bhakta, being in household of life with wife, children, and in Krishna Lila Pandavas, they requested Krishna that you should give us very beautiful wife, very qualified children, and so good health,
very big kingdom.
Why? To serve Krishna. How to serve Krishna? Not with wealth and all these things. Only that, all world, there are so many devotees and they want to serve Krishna, but they all fear that if we will chant remember Krishna, then Krishna will take all his
position,
wealth, position, everything he will take. So they fear, and that is why they used to worship Kali, Durga, Ganesh, Shankar, other deities. Narayan even they can do. Up to Dwarkadish they will do. But they will not worship Krishna because they fear that he will take everything and will make us straight beggars. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is praying that you should give us high class. class of kingdom, very beautiful wives, very qualified children, and so much wealth and reputation. Why? Krishna began to laugh that it is against my nature. Praying like this, he told that, not for us. We are fearing that all the persons, common, general persons, they think that if he will chant, remember and do worship of Krishna, then they will be beggar. We want to show that worshipping you and friendship and serving you, you are so wealthy we are. And
world.
My wife Draupadi is so
beautiful, qualified.
Subhadra is so beautiful. Our son Abhimanyu and others are so qualified. And we get in chariots and lakhs so much thing. Then they will think that, oh, they are serving Krishna, so they are healthy,
wealthy,
and wealthy, and so much high thing position. So if you will serve Krishna, then nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Oh, Krishna will give all these things. We should not go to Ganesh, Durga, Kali, and Shankar, and all others. We should always serve to Krishna. Because Krishna will give more easily all these things. Krishna began to smile. Oh, you are really my Bhagavad. So these are high class, more than Narada. Even Krishna does not go to any ashram of Narada. But as actually Narada has no ashram. Where he will go, Krishna? He has no nothing.
Follow all his ashrams.
So he never goes there. He never goes to any ashram of any Rishi Maharshi. But Krishna always taking rest or quarreling or doing anything in Mahabharata, but he is in the house of sometimes serving Arjuna. And so how class of devotees they are. And what to tell about Dwarkavasi, Rukmini Saptabhama, and more to gopis. Very high class. But we should come down to Mahaprabhu, Lila. Sridhar, you know? Sridhar Kolabeja. He used to quarrel Mahaprabhu. I will not give you this
banana flower.
Bandil of sharp.
Spinach.
You know?
Spinach.
Oh, and he used to take it.
Snatch by force.
I will have to take this. Quarreling with him. Sometimes flower of
banana.
I told that you can go to so many, there are so many rich shopkeepers. And you always come to me and quarrel.
Sometimes low key.
I am so poor, poor person. Only I have some garden, very little garden. And I sell it. And half of this I worship for Ganges. And half, some devotee grant. Very poorly I maintain my life. Oh, you should not worship Ganges. Oh, she is my wife. If you are giving me and worshipping me, then oh, everything you are doing. Oh, don't tell me. This is offense. Like offense. You should not. Ram, like that. Ram. This is not allowed. I don't want to sit here. Oh yeah, one day you will know that I'm husband of Ganges and Lakshmi and all. But he used to quarrel. But what he was? He was family man or renounced? What he was? Anyone? He was not family.
Beyond family man, not family.
No, he was not family man.
Hello.
And also he was like a grihastha, his own house, all rainwater used to come
inside room.
Inside, not outside, because no room. Also no rest there. Why not rest?
There is no grain. No grain.
And he had a drinking water, lota, you know? Oh, so many. And it was of only iron. And Mahaprabhu used to tell him. the house. I think Shivas was more, and he was householder. You know, then his son was dying, dead, and he was doing Krishna. For Mahaprabhu. And he told that if you are weeping, then I will pick up my body jumping in. Don't disturb. How class of devotees was. One day, he was doing 1, 2, 3. Mahaprabhu, if I were told him, 1, 2, 3. Then he quickly answered, then we have nothing today to take, what to take. Nothing today in my house. And we are so many. We are 4 brothers. My wife, their wives, also children, but no grain. What we will take this midday and in night? Nothing. But we are doing Kirtan with big purpose, day and night. So if you will not have anything good, okay, then second day, okay. And if not third day coming anything, and Krishna is not arranging, then we will all jump in. Then Mahaprabhu told, began to smile. Even Lakshmi,
the goddess of fortune,
and wealth, may take any diksha patra,
any pot for begging,
and she can beg.
Door to door.
Never you. Krishna may take for you. He will do everything by his eye kataksha.
By side long glance.
So we should try to be devotees. If you are renounced, given up all these things, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupanathan Goswami and all other Goswami. And if you are householder, your everything should be for Krishna, for Mahaprabhu, not for you. You are not owner of that. You are not doer. But if you are doer like this, having all false egos and so much attached in your this body, that I am body, then you are not follower of Chaitanya. Never. So you should try to follow those who are there, like Rupa Raghunath, and those who are in household of life. There every suit is for Krishna, like Pandavas and like Shiva. And if you are like this, then you can have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna Kanjugal, your high class of Kundi. If you are not like that, then try. Try to give up all false things, all these things. And anything with you, it is for the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. When I was in Mathura, penniless there, serving my Gurudev, I wanted to publish some books. I wanted to repair Keshavji Gauriya Math and make very good, not good, because so small place. But everything was right, upset. But I never wanted this. But in this time, a devotee came and he sold his everything. His car, his house, his utensils, everything. Even the earring of his wife. No. What his wife will do to his children will do. And he became like a beggar, roaming here and there. I think that this devotee make me famous in whole world then. And so all devotees used to know me and come to me and hear me. I met Keshavji Gauriya Math in Vrindavan. That devotee came in Mathura. I was thinking that if anyone devotee will come and help. Oh, the devotee came and promised that I will give some 10,000 dharma out to more rupees. Oh, he will never get. He will go. I saw. Nami told them, no, he may be. I was thinking that, I'm dreaming of what I'm doing.
And nobody knows in Mataraya, so don't tell anyone what to do, by money or...
Then that's, I began my preaching, also publishing Jai Madhavi Hill, then other books. And after that he became, that devotees became,
then
figure here, Malaysia going here, with his wife and children. So I kept his name Pran Kishore Prabhu. Now I'm somewhat not worried. But even so much. But now he is here. Nirgun Prabhu told that. You should not worry. This home house, though I have given him on rent, but actually not rent. Without rent I have given him. I will give him so much money that he can arrange anything. He can make some money today. I don't want that he should be very wealthy and he should forget Krishna and me. But anyhow, maintaining his life, sometimes to India, sometimes here, with Naidu. I want that he has no car, perhaps now.
He has anyhow. A car,
right? So I will arrange on his
car.
Broken car even. I can take water from his thousands of holes of iron lota, I will take water.
Now they are not...
You should try to fall.
Kishori.
Try to fall.
They are not still vegan, they are near and dear.
Gaur Premanande. From today we will have classes there. In evening, also in morning. In morning then, from
10 o'clock.
From
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 to 12.
To 12. Yes.
Sometimes I may come. But if I will come in morning after walking.
Yes.
That will be so cold perhaps.
No, aapne ek baar delay hoga.
10 o'clock.
So sometimes I may come, sometimes I want to take some rest also. I have to try to arrange something. Or in these 2 months I could...
Thank you. Thank you to your teacher. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? What is the glorification of me? Who is Nam? Himself. Any difference? Oh, some difference that name is more merciful. Krishna has invested in his name all power, all sweetness, all rasas. Have you believed in Krishna? Have you believed in Krishna?
Have you heard Krishna now?
Krishna can give me, are you gold? worldly
Krishna,
happiness.
Krishna can give you golf, worldly happiness.
All these things.
Is that what you want to know?
No.
This is Krishna. He cannot give.
No, he does not want. He does not want.
No, no. But can he give gold?
Yes.
Can he give anything which he desires? If a man has a strong belief in Krishna name, then why he goes to marry, why he goes to job to maintain his life, make money, why? He has no belief in Krishna. If Krishna can get me everything, what we need, more than that, then when we make money, make any job, going to university to be more intelligent, the goal of the life has been achieved by Krishna. So only uttering of this slok in the truth, because life has a strong faith on Krishna. Krishna can be. Like Prahlad Maharaj. That's faith. And that is why it's precious. When Nisindar told him that, oh, you should pray anything. And he told that, oh, this I am chanting Krishna. Nothing, no point. So Krishna means life desires to be more than that. You should always have so much strong faith. Guru comes to give this faith. If a guru cannot give this faith to his disciple, or there is something lacking in him, or lacking in his disciple. Somebody wanted to give this faith.
Oh. But all could not be like that. First we should try. But why we go to job or here and there? Oh, because we don't want to give any place to Krishna, that Krishna should do for me. I should serve him for this. My heartly blessings.
We have all accidents from beginning. They have belief, they should bury a strong belief from beginning. And if Guru has that belief, the teacher has belief, then all the students will be like. I think that your Guru and Guruvain both. Guruvain, you know? Both are very qualified. Go on. That is love in your heart. This is the best love. More than prayer of Krishna. If you pray to Krishna, then Krishna will tell Srimati Radhika, oh, come on and give boon to that person. Directly he will know. So will tell to Srimati Radhika to give boon or anything. So this is look really very high class. You can all remember this slok in your sadhan bhajan. But thank you.
Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam, Krishna Govinda, the Supreme Godhead. Give me the now visible spiritual body. He's the origin of all. He has no other origin. And he is the divine cause of all causes.
You are telling that the Krishna is the cause of all causes, no? And there is no his origin. But we see that Yashoda is the origin of Krishna. He came from Yashoda. How will you reconcile? Oh, you should ask your teacher. He will do. It is Leela or really? Leela is like a drama play. So like this or what? But what you told Ishvara Parma Krishna, any being or human being, gop, gopi, anyone admits this fact or not? Ishvara Parma Krishna. And gops, no? Cowherd boy, especially gopis, and they are superior, so much highest in knowledge. You know that Narayan has how many hands? 4 hands. And Nisim has how many hands? Why they are not original of all this? How Krishna became? The boy, little boy? Narayan should be supreme. Origin of all manifestation. Krishna should be his manifestation of Narayan. I think that it is. What is your little baby? Abhrijandanandanand. By appellance it is not fixed, Bhagavata. Bhagavata means godliness. It is not fixed by appellance. Oh, by rasa. Rasa. By melody. And his sweet part. Narayan cannot be a son of anyone. Neither he cannot be son. And he cannot accept any wife other than Sri Bhul Nila. Never. He cannot embrace anyone. Never. But Krishna, opposite. So, 12 kinds of rasas are Krishna. So he is supreme personality of God. Thank you. you should all be very qualified, very qualified. What? Very good. Gurave Gaurachandraya, Radhikaya Vishwadaya, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tadabhaktaya Namaya. My dear children, students, also teachers, I have a dream that in desert there should be ideal school. When I first came here, I saw that no school. Children are going here and there. No school, nothing. Also I saw in India here and there their devotee sons and children. We wanted that from beginning to have it too. Or Prabhupada, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswāmī Thakur. He made so many schools, Sanskrit school especially, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur Institute in Mayapur. Still it is running, that school. Still, our Guru Maharaj made Gaudiya Vedanta Chatushpati, still running. So we should make any ideal school that where children can have so much education, not only for maintaining their self. This is secondary. How we can be happy in this life? In this life and coming life, we can only be happy if you have a strong belief in God, and that God is Krishna. So if these injections are given in baby's heart, even they are of 5 years old, it will not wash. But it should be in proper way. I know that Bhaktivedanta Bhavan Maharaj was admitted in that school, Bhaktivedanta Institute, our Guru Maharaj admitted. He was also their teacher and manager of all things, our Guru Maharaj. So it may be that some will not be qualified so much. But even you should try. That from beginning, our children should be very strong belief in Krishna, in worshipping Krishna, in chanting Krishna. And also, they should be expert in language, English language or Sanskrit language, Hindi language, or what they are studying. They should be qualified, that they can also be maintain their self on their own feet also. So in India, the first four classes, Guru is called Guru, but after that, professors, teachers and other things. And those who have been given good impression in the age of 5 to 8, 9, 10. Or it will be very good children. So I am happy now that here all Nirgun Prabhu and others, Vatnam, Govinda Prabhu, his wife, Mula Devi and others, and this Prabhu, Rajendrananda Prabhu, also Krishna, Dhamma. All are selfish. And the one teacher also. Well, thank you. So, you are making the children's life successful. My hearty blessings to you. Also, I know that Brajendra Prabhu and his wife, Gopanandini, she wanted to go to India to do bhajan. But I thought that this time is not appropriate to go to Vrindavan. No, they cannot maintain Vrindavan. Again, they will have to come or here and there. So better if they are here, teaching the boys in real way, then they will also be matured in bhakti. Also, I think that some money should come to them to maintain their families. So I think that gradually it will be the ideal scope, and they are doing so well. Now I think that 25 children are here. 25 children, and all are doing well. Now they are taking more or less. I think that all the devotees here and there, they will send their children here to be admitted in this school. And we will have to make it bigger, bigger one. Given so many facilities there. So I think that the dream of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj may be successful. He wanted that whole world should be converted in devotees of Krishna. Though it is absurd, but like Prahlad Maharaj, he wanted a boon from Nisimhadev, that I want to divide my all fortune to all jiva, that you should be happy to sprinkle them your mercy to all jivas, that they should chant and remember, and they should be a very ideal devotees of Krishna. And I will go to hell for lakhs and lakhs for unlimited time. He wanted. He sings there to all this. I have been defeated. But only this is thing, that those who will remember you and me, they will be liberated. And they will have power. But those who will not accept all these things, they will not be. So Swamiji wanted in his dream that whole world should accept Krishna Bhakti. And I know that he is so much successful in this. I've only come to all the places to remind Swamiji and to again inspire them in Krishna Bhakti. And he planted that seed of bhakti, somewhere planted, somewhere sprouted, sometimes somewhere some leaves coming, some fruits were to come. But again they began to dry after his departure. But now I am seeing, oh, all are so inspired, everywhere. Those who left, chanting, remembering, even Iskon left, oh, so many leaders and leaders are coming and joining, and again they are inspired. So, my so much, I'm praying to Swamiji that he should sprinkle his mercy, that we should realize that we are in one family, in one family. So you should see all, that we are all in one family. Even those who are not disciples of Swamiji, disciples of Ujjapa Siddhar Maharaj, Ban Maharaj and all others, even not in the family of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, out of them, those who are accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and they are chanting and remembering, all are in our family. And we should try to respect them. Always try to respect them with sweet words and honor. Don't use any harsh word, never. I heard that some devotees still now using very harsh words for others. Oh, we should try to control our distance. This is the essence of the Siksha of Upadeshamritam, Bhacho Vedam. If this boneless creature, then will be controlled, then everything will be controlled, no doubt. But it is very hard to control this tongue. If you are controlling the tongue, then see it what will come. Propagation will be also corrected, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So went in the council of Mayabadi, Sarbham, Prakashanand, and where he said, you know, or near the drain, and all sannyasis, how much? 50,000 sannyasis of Prakashananda, all were sitting in high platform, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat there. And what became? His this humbleness attracted all, and they all came. Prakashananda even came, and he took his hand. Oh, you are so much qualified, come to this. So this should be very humble. Try to use very sweet words to anyone. This is the essence of life. If you are not honoring your superior, and not giving love and affection for juniors, you cannot do bhajan. What to tell preaching, of preaching? In preaching this to be like that. So, I think that in this ideal scope, this would help that it should grow up doubly. We should give some specialty to the teachers. Up till now we are not giving so much specialty because we not so much qualified to be. But now we should try to think about the facility for children also, and for teachers also. We can make a separate school for this, separate fund for this. And I think that if government will see it worth, we may help also. And thus, I so much heartily blessing to Prabhu, Bhajandanandam Prabhu, and that one teacher, Nitya Manjari, and the Prabhu, Nirgun Prabhu, Gopadhananda Pal, and his wife, and all other partners, Mahi Bharata, and all others, Unnam Gopal. I think that they will give their more attention to this school too. We can make also afterwards some boarding like Swamiji wanted, gradually. So, all boys should be ideal in all respects. I have heard that Swamiji who started this school, in Vrindavan, Gurukul, here and there. In Mayapur, New Mayapur also, Mayapur in France also. But now all are like barren lands. You should try to make it that this should be ideal for so many years. Some bad character teachers, They came and spoiled everything. I think there should be a committee that they should select teachers, good teachers, ideal teachers, also in character and also in Krishna devotion. Just the teachers. Then all the boys will be very, very qualified. So my heartfelt blessings to the managers, teachers, all students. Gaur Prema. Be silent or sit down, please.
One kirtan Krishna Das.
Where is Krishna Das? Oh, mere kya bolta? Bal Chaudhary me. Kanhaiya. Come on, with us, the boys, you should play on floor. Oh, I know that you used to stole away
butter.
Oh, can you come? Please come, and we will go to here all Gopi's house, and we will stole
butter.
Steal butter. Oh, I know that you are very expert in dancing and singing. We like you. So please come on at once. We want to dance with you and to sing with you. Oh, also I know that being a very little baby, you lifted Govardhan on your... We want to see that my friend Krishna can take this mountain. Then I will... We will also help him by our sticks. We want to see him. Oh, we once heard that Krishna, when he was baby, and he was stealing butter here and there, and Yashoda Maya controlled him, and he took some rope and he banded Krishna in chariot or mortar. And then Krishna was weeping, and all the friends were happy. Oh, again we will do like this. So we want that you should come and play with us this kirtan. Now you come.
कन्हैया फिर से आ जाओ हमारी बाल टोली में कन्हैया फिर से आ जाओ कन्हैया फिर से आ जाओ हमारी बाल टोली में कन्हैया कन्हैया फिर से आ जाओ हमारी बाल टोली में कन्हैया फिर से आ जा। कन्हैया फिर से आ जाओ हमारी बाल टोली में। कन्हैया सुना है मैंने ये मोहन कि तुम बंसी बजाते हो। सुना है कि तुम बंसी बजा जाओ हमारी बाल टोली में। कि तुम बंसी जाओ हमारी बाल टोली में। कन्हैया सुना है मैंने ये मोहन कि तुम माखन चुराते हो। सुना ओ सुना है मैंने ये मोहन कि तुम माखन चुराते हो। सुना है कि तुम माखन चुरा जाओ हमारी बाल टोली में। कि तुम माखन चुरा कन्हैया। जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल। जय जय राधा।